SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in, everybody, as it is another edition of Betting Above the Rim right here on Sports Grid. I'm your host, Kevin Walsh. As always on a Sunday, what an absolute treat. What an absolute delight. I am not solo. No, over the next 2 hours, I'm joined by my man, Coach James Young. JY, how we feeling?
Man, I feel like Scottie Pippen to MJ. I feel like Anthony Davis, healthy Anthony Davis, to LeBron. We about to run this show for 2 hours. What's up, K-Dub?
Yeah, I mean, we're feeling good. I'm in the presence, obviously, of the number one Rockets fan in all of the nation. I think we'll get to that, though, a little bit down the road, which was some tremendous breaking news before we got going. But we've got a phenomenal show lined up for you here over these next 2 hours. And let's kind of give you an idea of some of the stuff we're going to be talking about. And we're going to spend a lot of time on the Brooklyn Nets situation. The two main pieces of the story go like this, JY. Kyrie wants a max extension to stay in Brooklyn. The Nets don't want to give it to him, and that could lead to Kyrie leaving. And if Kyrie leaves, JY, then KD probably follows.
Man, the Cash Money Brothers, the CMBs, got Brooklyn by the stranglehold right now. And you have to think about this, and this is what happens in today's NBA, folks. When you give the team to superstars and you let them run the show, what happens is when it starts to get about money, things get funny. And now that it's gotten about money and about years and about guarantees, after Brooklyn has done all they've done to placate this guy, including last year saying, we're not going to play you, and then, oh, we'll change our mind, Kyrie literally has them by the cojones, and now we don't know what Brooklyn's going to do. I'm going to tell you, Brooklyn, you better find a way to pay him, because if he walks, KD walks, and Ben Simmons is all you're left with.
Here is the thing, though, as JY starts to allude to it. In the next segment, I want to talk about those six teams on Kyrie's list. I want to talk about where Kevin Durant could potentially land up here. But I hope people are starting to realize that everybody who's out there sticking their chest out, oh, who would pay Kyrie? Oh, Nets got all the leverage. You're lost. You're absolutely lost. Go back in the time machine, JY. Remember when the Clippers traded every draft pick they'll ever have for Paul George? And some people said, whoa, that's a lot of picks for Paul George. But they didn't trade it for just Paul George. It was for Paul George and Kawhi, because they weren't getting Kawhi without Paul George. Same scenario. Fine, maybe Kyrie isn't worth a full max extension, but is Kevin Durant worth that much money? Yeah, he is. And you're not going to have Kevin Durant if you let Kyrie leave. And the real problem is, as I want to run through a couple of more of the big stories to follow here, the problem is now we've heard the owners are telling them, and the presidents of the basketball team are telling them, we back you. We back you. Don't worry too much. Don't worry about Kyrie leaving. Thanks. Lakers fans, say thanks. What I can't believe. The gift that keeps on giving. I mean, let's be honest here, JY. I don't even think the Knicks would have messed this up this badly. I want to bring our radio audience into the fold. Appreciate everybody who's watching, listening to Betting Above the Rim on the Sports Grid Network, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Kevin Walsh and Coach James Young here for the next 2 hours. Javi, honestly, I don't think the Knicks could have messed this up the way the Brooklyn Nets are.
I don't know about that. I mean, the Knicks do some dumb stuff, but you're probably right. Here's the thing you have to understand, folks. In the era of super teams, you have to have plan A with plan B right behind them, and they got to be lock and step. Kate just talked about with the Clippers. You can look at when LeBron and Bosh went to the Heat, plan A, plan B, locked together. When Brooklyn brought in Kyrie and KD, plan A, plan B. Why did the Knicks not get them? It's because the Knicks tried to get one without the other, and that was their mistake. Mm-hmm. You have to have plan A and plan B in place together in order to make this move. So if the Nets that honestly think, oh, we're going to be okay. Kevin Durant's no dummy. He just saw his boys in Golden State just get another chip. And now people are looking at him like, well, maybe you need a Golden State. So if I am the Nets and I'm Justicide, who's got more money than I think any other owner in the NBA, just pay the kid and move on. Otherwise, you're going to be more irrelevant than the Sacramento Kings.
Ooh, that is early segment one, JY, letting him have it. So, oh, that's now. Here's the thing. Look at that smile on JY's face. Watch how quickly that evaporates. One of the other things we'll talk about is the Knicks desperate to pay Jalen Brunson all the money in the.
I mean, JY, why'd you have to go there? I mean, bro, why'd you have to do it? Shaves, cut his mic. This guy's coming with all this slander and smoke. Listen, you're right. Jalen Brunson, Lord have mercy. Listen, Jalen Brunson, you nice, son, but you better, for Jalen Brunson, you better have a B and a C and maybe a D, because if that's your plan A, oh, God, this would be like Jerome James and Eddie Curry all over again.
I just feel like they're talking about Jalen Brunson like the way they talked about getting ready to sign KD. It's very odd. There's a lot of offseason rumors and movement to discuss, and it's all coming up right here on Betting Above the Rim.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Live with you on this Sunday morning, I'm Kevin Walsh, joined by Coach James Young. First time that JY and I have been in the saddle for the 2 hour full edition of BATR, which is very, very exciting. And it really allows us to expand on some topics. Yesterday, Saturday, we gave you that full NBA draft breakdown. Today, I really want to get into a lot of these NBA headlines, because this is kind of going to be my last BATR. I'll pop back in of the summer. So I want to talk about the stuff that's going to dominate the headlines. And JY, I think we all know the big story of the offseason is going to be Kyrie Irving. It's going to be Kyrie Irving. It's going to be Kevin Durant. It's going to be the Brooklyn Nets. Until that is figured out, that is where everyone's attention is going to be. Let me start with this, okay? A simple one. Kyrie Irving's wish list. Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN tells us it includes and primarily would focus on the Clippers, the Lakers, the Knicks, the Heat, the Sixers, and the Dallas Mavericks. You saw that six-team wish list for Kyrie, and what was your takeaway?
Dude's trying to win a chip. If you line up and look at that, and pull up that graphic back, folks, thanks. If you look at it, besides the Knicks, the top four teams are viable champs contenders, and the Sixers, if they get their act together. And who are they going to keep and trade? Now, I don't see the Sixers, because we'll get into the team separately. The Knicks is more about just pissing off the Nets. I think that's all that is, all right, you want to do this? Let's go there. But you got to be intrigued by some of these destinations, because you could line up a third team. Hello, Oklahoma City Thunder, with all that cap space, where you could move guys like, let's say, a Russell Westbrook in a three-team trade and find a way to make this work. I hope the Nets re-sign him. I really do, even as a Knicks fan. But I got a feeling Kyrie's gone, because I think these Nets people think they know more than they actually do. And Sean Marks, who did a great job of building this team, is doing a better job of absolutely destroying it.
Again, they are too emboldened by the commentary around Kyrie from people who don't like Kyrie, some valid reasons, some maybe not as much, that are saying, don't pay Kyrie. And they're getting lost. They're lost in the sauce. That really is the truth of the matter. I want to give you guys, though, a little bit of added context to those Kyrie landing spots ranked. This is something that I offered up on the early line this past week of the six teams about what I think would be the best situation for Kyrie Irving. Let me see if you agree, JY. I think the Lakers are clearly the best spot.
a chance to win a title with a guy you know you can win with. Trust. There's nobody on the list that Kyrie can trust more than LeBron. LeBron didn't leave Kyrie. Kyrie left. LeBron's been nothing but unbelievable to Kyrie. And I know that sometimes is what led to the friction, the idea that Kyrie's Hall of Fame career, a lot of that is owed a big thank you to LeBron James, but it is the truth of the matter. And we've heard they flesh things out. The Lakers are clearly the best spot for Kyrie Irving. I think the Clippers are second. Kyrie's workload wouldn't have to be overworked, right? Because he's got Kawhi Leonard and he's, of course, got Paul George there. I don't know if Kyrie and Kawhi is my favorite 1-2 punch of superstars because I don't, like, Harden was like, I can't be around this guy anymore. Kawhi, who we've seen do this before, might just go home and be like, ah, no thanks, I'm not doing this. The big thing for the Clippers, JY, and I'll stop after the first two, is the reunion with Ty Lue. I think the Lakers and the Clippers of the six teams are clearly the best fits for Kyrie Irving of anybody on the list.
Yeah, and if you look at it, K-Dub, it's also the fact that the position that he plays and the fact that what do the Lakers need? They need a ball-dominant point guard who can score and create for others. Check. What do the Clippers need? They need, you know Jay White loves it from Reggie Jackson. Reggie Jackson and Kyrie Irving, y'all. I mean, I love Reggie, but he ain't no Kyrie Irving. So what he could bring to those two franchises is the ability to score, the ability to set up teammates, but he plugs right into a position of need, most importantly, to those franchises. And they do have someone in LeBron who is probably the only guy that can has held Kyrie in check. Oh, who's the other one? It's Ty Lue. So if there's two people that can hold him in check and make him the best version of himself, it's LeBron and Ty Lue. That's why the Lakers and the Clippers by far make the most sense.
Now, the Mavericks checked in at third for me. I think the Mavs are closer to the first two teams than the bottom three teams because he's joining a team that went to the Western Conference Finals. He is better than Jalen Brunson currently. They've added Christian Wood. And Luka Doncic has a lot of similarities to LeBron James. I think that would make sense for Kyrie Irving. I think he'd fit nicely there. If he's interested in playing alongside Luka, I think they really would work. I'm not worried about the defense too much. The Mavs' defense was awesome all season long. Things start to drop off after that. Here's the thing with Miami. It's a bit of a joke, but it's also a lot of truth. Pat Riley, Kyrie Irving, Heat culture, Kyrie Irving, that's a lot of work. That's a lot of work to make that work. And I know Kyrie and Jimmy have a relationship, but JY, that is something that I am not. I think the talent's great. I think the play styles fit. But I do not know if the Heat culture, which we know is unwavering, I don't know if that works for Kyrie Irving.
It doesn't. It really doesn't. The move is, you know Pat Riley. Pat Riley walks like five steps ahead of everybody else. The move is, let Kyrie get traded to someone else and then go get Kevin Durant. That is a Pat Riley move. Let it blow up, then capitalize. But if you think about it, it's not going to work in Miami because Udonis Haslam and Spoelstra almost got into it with Jimmy Butler in a timeout. Could you imagine if they bring in Kyrie? I mean, that would be like a SummerSlam, like, you know, WrestleMania tag team match for the title. To watch those four go at it in a huddle. So that ain't working. Dallas is intriguing, though. Dallas is intriguing because the one thing Dallas needs now is another ball-dominant guard to take the load off of Luka. Yep. Because who are you going to load up on? Kyrie? Well, Luka will punish you. Load up on Luka? Kyrie will punish you. And then don't sleep on Christian Wood as your third option. And I think there's a way that you can move Brunson and some other parts as pieces in order to make this work in a sign and trade for Brunson. So I do think Dallas is a lot closer than I would think than Miami is to them. So that actually does make sense. Miami, not so much.
And again, here's the other thing about the Heat culture. You see, the Knicks and the Sixers will do in our next segment. I don't want to go through. Here's the other thing with the Heat culture. It might be fine over the summer, first week of the season, first month of the season, but that's not when it matters. It matters in the middle of the year. It matters down the backstretch, and that's where people start to grind on people. And as much as JY and I are saying, oh, the Nets need to just fall in line with their stars and just do what they can to keep KD and Kyrie happy. The Miami Heat, regardless of whether they should or should not, they don't believe in that. You know, LeBron probably always wanted to go back to Cleveland, but a part of the reason he went back to Cleveland is because he couldn't stand the Heat anymore. Like, it's a very, you know how like we talk about like the Warriors fans and Kevin Durant don't like one another? I wouldn't say it's the same thing about LeBron in Miami, but it's not all happy days as it probably should be, because I don't know if LeBron was over the moon about Heat culture down the backstretch there. And then, you know, the Heat fans, they take that personal. That's the top four. The Knicks and the Sixers make no sense at all. And I'll explain why and get JY's thoughts on the other side. Plus, if we're finding landing spots for Kyrie, then where's Easy Money Sniper going? Break it all down next right here on BATR.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
With each and every passing moment, I keep finding out we're a Houston Rockets network, which has been one of the more interesting developments of my Sunday. Kevin Walsh and James Young here. We're talking about the Brooklyn Nets scenarios. I want to finish up the two names on that Kyrie list, JY. The Knicks to me are fifth, and the Sixers are sixth. Let's do the Knicks standalone, and then we'll. Here's the thing with the Knicks. It doesn't make sense because everybody else has title aspirations. And Kyrie has title aspirations. Kyrie, since LeBron shut up in Cleveland, all he's known is having title aspirations. You kind of heard him, by the way, during the season for the Brooklyn Nets. All this losing doesn't really make sense to me. Because, again, Kyrie's been a part of winning basketball teams at the minimum for, you know, the better part of the past decade. So that's just the truth around Kyrie Irving. If he goes to the Knicks, JY, unlike a Donovan Mitchell who we think can kind of get guys there in time super young, that just doesn't feel like a fit for me, him in New York. I think he'd be like the first ever superstar to land in Madison Square Garden and feel irrelevant.
It would just be for publicity. It would just be for clicks. It would just be for attendance. It would just be to watch and see what the circus unfolds. But this is a very much a Knicksian, I guess, if that's a word, move. Tracy McGrady, Steve Francis, Stephon Marbury, polarizing basketball players, you know, but guys that are past what they can do and don't elevate the team where they need to go. See, with New York, we talked about this. We'll talk a lot about the Knicks. It's about having they can't bring Kyrie in unless they got two other pieces behind it. Because all Kyrie will do is, you think he's going to be bad in Brooklyn with KD? They're winning. Could you imagine with a 6-game losing streak with the Knicks? I mean, that guy will be smoking reefer and not even show up. I mean, for mental health day, it's like a mental health year. So that doesn't make sense unless you're the Knicks and you're trying to be like, okay, we want to make ourselves relevant. New York, don't do that. You have the draft picks. You have some young talent. The swing is for Donovan Mitchell. Make the move that way. Don't waste your picks on someone who can't elevate your team and bring guys with him. Donovan Mitchell can do that. Kyrie Irving cannot.
We'll also expand on this a little bit when we get to the Knicks offseason and the Brunson stuff there. But again, it's not, the timeline doesn't sync up to me. Now, those are the first five, right? And then there's a huge gap. And then there's the Sixers at sixth. Why is this on the list? There's no world that that's not a joke. That is crazy. Joel Embiid will request a trade once the Woj tweet drops. Doc Rivers can start making offseason plans. The biggest lock of the decade is he gets fired at the end of the year if Kyrie shows up. And Harden might pass out. Harden ran to Philly to get away from this guy, and Kyrie's going to show up? And I don't care about what makes sense from a basketball perspective. Oh, they might. No. That's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. Joel Embiid will subtweet Kyrie Irving in the middle of basketball games if he doesn't like what's going on. And again, we know that Kyrie and Harden don't like each other. I understand you might as well throw all of the contenders on the list that you could possibly imagine, JY, but if he lands on the Knicks, that's about 100 times better than landing on the Sixers. The landing on the Sixers makes no sense at all for Kyrie Irving.
Let me tell you. I mean, if they did that, call up Andy Cohen and have a show. The real basketball players of Philadelphia. Because I wouldn't even want to watch the games. I would want to see the timeouts. I'd want to see the practices. I'd want to see the charter flights, the team meals. I would want to see all of that nonsense go down. Hell no, they ain't going to work. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, and by the way, Kenneth, don't say James Harden ran to Philadelphia. Homeboy ain't running anywhere but to a cheesesteak place. You know, he walking. He taking his time.
I respect it, though.
But, you know, but listen. He can't go there. You already had, it didn't work in Brooklyn. Why would it think it would work in Philadelphia? Unless he thinks that he can go to Philadelphia and then he'll run James Harden out of Philly and play with Embiid. And I don't think that works. I don't think Embiid wants any part of Kyrie because, if anything, even though Harden didn't play well, and I think he's going to be better. I think he's going to get himself in shape. I think he's going to have a really good year for Philadelphia. I think the issue is that Harden will actually try and give the ball to Embiid and make him better. I don't see Kyrie doing that.
You have Maxey. Let that grow. The personalities don't fit. The only positive to this is if he shows up there, they of course get eliminated in the second round, and then Doc Rivers goes, I mean, what a coaching job by me. And which would be the most insane thing, of course, as Doc Rivers is on his way to getting fired. Let's move over to Kevin Durant. If Kyrie's gone, KD has to go. You know Doc Rivers would be like, what did you want me to do? Sorry, I got eliminated by the Miami. Like, again, I can't get involved with Doc anymore. If Kyrie goes, Kevin Durant goes. That's how I see this playing out. I don't see any world in which Kevin Durant sticks around. There's people, well, it depends what they get back for Kyrie. What trade return is there going to be for Kyrie Irving, okay? Who, by the way, if he is traded, it means the Nets are moving him with next to 0-0 leverage, okay? In what world are they going to get a trade return that would tell Kevin Durant, oh, okay, I can continue to feel good about winning a championship here? One, and two, Kevin Durant will feel betrayed, might sound a bit harsh, but I don't have a better word at the moment. And he should, because they came together. I don't think Nets fans realize the only reason Kevin Durant is on the Brooklyn Nets is because of Kyrie Irving. Like, if Kevin Durant chose, they would have gone to the Knicks. But he let Kyrie choose, because Kevin Durant truly just does not care all that much. You think that Kevin Durant is going to let you burn Kyrie and then be like, hey, fellas, what's the move? Of course not. Let's just start with that aspect of it before we get to the teams, JY. If Kyrie Irving leaves, do you see any scenario in which Kevin Durant stays?
What? Hell no, he ain't staying. Man, baby, bye, bye, bye. I'm going to start singing this morning. But you get where I'm going. If Kyrie goes, you think Kevin Durant is going to want to stay in there? I just want to hoop. No, Kevin Durant wants to win, y'all. Listen, I want the Nets fans to understand this. And I'm not saying this as Knicks slander. If the Knicks would have wanted Kyrie Irving, you wouldn't have got either of them. They would have went to Gotham. The reason why it didn't work out is the Knicks thought they could get KD without saying, we want Kyrie too. And it backfired. They went in the wrong order. They should have went to Kyrie first and got KD to come with them. That's what Brooklyn did. So don't sit here, Brooklyn Nets fans, after being irrelevant for the better part of 20 years. Yes, just like the Knicks. Yes, you were good when you had Jason Kidd, but you got thunder punched out of the finals. back-to-back years and getting swept, and you're always going to be the Knicks' little brother. Even when they were there, could you imagine if KD and Kyrie were on the Knicks and they went to the second round of playoffs? I mean, they would have had a ride in Manhattan. It's barely a blimp sometimes in Brooklyn. So if you think that with the lack of popularity in that arena, think about this. When the Knicks play the Nets, you hear the Knicks fans more than the Nets fans at the Barclays Center.
Yeah.
So I will leave you with this. If you think that you have enough of a tradition and a fan base and a winning culture to let Kyrie leave and you can keep KD, you should get your heads checked.
The thing for – I'll make this one last time. Everything JY just said about the fact – basically, okay, and I know it's harder for people to imagine, the Knicks would currently not be screwing this up to this level because the Knicks would just pay Kyrie – and they just run it back. Just so people understand, and this is the beautiful thing about what we do, okay? The Brooklyn Nets were the second choice to win the NBA championship when they opened next year's title odds before all of these rumors. So do not sit there and go, yeah, but the Brooklyn Nets couldn't win. Based on what? Based on what? Kevin Durant, for most people, is still one of the three best players in the NBA. I did my top 10 last week. I think he's the sixth best player in the NBA, certainly with room to grow up that list. Kyrie Irving is still probably a top, let's go 30 player in the NBA who can hit unbelievable heights on the offensive side of the floor. And I know people maybe forget who or what Ben Simmons brings to the table, but just so everybody knows, the last time Ben Simmons played a season, he finished second in Defensive Player of the Year and made an all-star team. So do you know what they would have? Two of the absolute best offensive players in the sport and one of the best defensive players in the sport. All of them all-star level guys. Like, JY, this is the thing. We're talking about the Nets, who are legitimate title contenders if they keep Kyrie, and they're going to screw this up and be viewed as a bottom seven team in the NBA. How are they doing this?
Because they're dumb as you know what. I mean, it's simple. Pay them. I don't know how else we can say it. Just pay them and get it done with and keep yourself relevant for the next couple years. You got to remember, folks, I said this yesterday. I do believe it's three number ones and two pick swaps that are going to Houston. So if you let Kyrie go and KD leaves, the amount that you're going to get back is still not going to quantify what you gave up to get all these guys. So get on the same page. Joe Tsai, go to Sean Marks and say, I'll put it in yen, I'll put it in dollars. Your choice. Pay the man and pay him now.
But they're not gonna. So when we get back, let's figure out where KD is going to go. Because Damian Lillard's out there, Instagram stories, Yusuf Nurkic is tweeting. I'm interested. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back right here on Sports Grid, Kevin Durant and the Brooklyn Nets are, I guess, all in a waiting game to see if Kyrie is going to ultimately leave the Nets this offseason. And if he does, that probably means Kevin Durant is going to leave this offseason. And, well, there's a lot of landing spots out there. The first one that deserves mention, though, is the Portland Trail Blazers. Why? Well, because tampering rules don't apply to NBA players is very, very obvious. Damian Lillard and Yusuf Nurkic tweeting out some photo shots of Kevin Durant stood next to Damian Lillard in a Blazers uniform.
The Blazers are a ways down the board to win an NBA championship. I mean, a way, way down the board, 110 to 1. It was 120 to 1. So maybe our people are putting a couple dollars out there on Portland. Let me ask you this, JY. What do you think about a potential Kevin Durant, Damian Lillard link up in Portland?
That would be something. I mean that would be something. Because the way Kevin Durant plays and Dame, they complement each other really, really well. About the fact that they run a lot of pick and roll offense. You get KD off pick and roll, you can really make them pay. Teams that switch, can you imagine a, you know, Dame time, KD wing pick and pop switch? Like, what you want to talk about causing problems. And it's all about the fact that who else they got. I am a big Jeremy Grant guy. I think he is a great complement to a Kevin Durant. Mm-hmm. He could do the defensive load. He could stretch the floor. See, you got to realize, folks, Kevin Durant likes a 1-2 pull-up dribble shot or drive it to the cup. So he needs space, which means he needs a four that can stay in the corner on the drive, and then you have Nurkic on the weak side, what we call the drop spot, to catch it and dunk the ball. Portland is very intriguing, folks, because with that core, we'll have to see what they would have to give up. But if you load up on picks and stuff like that, Portland with Dame, Grant, KD, Nurkic, that's a top four team in the West right now. Shoot, that could be a top three team in the West right now. Because I also am a big, big believer on what Chauncey Billups is going to be as a coach. He had that team playing better. Look at the development of Simons down the stretch. Even he got Josh Hart to play well once he got traded there. I really do like that landing spot for KD. Plus, without a lot of media market attention in Portland, it's kind of like when he went to Oklahoma City. He could just stay there and just ball.
So, and just to give people an idea, as we talk about the potential Kyrie moves, it's hard to figure out what a trade package would be. Because is Kyrie going to opt out? If Kyrie holds all the leverage and says, I'm going to just this place, it's hard to say. If Kevin Durant does request a trade, while I'm sure he'll have some say, under contract, and it's going to take a world of draft picks to be able to get that job done. So if you're talking about him landing in Portland, Anthony Simons, who they have developed, I think this year's seventh overall pick in Shaedon Sharpe, and a bunch of picks would have to go back to Brooklyn. But as you said, Dame, KD, Grant, Nurkic, who do you round it out with? Maybe Josh Hart, if he stays, Justice Winslow, probably some veterans are all of a sudden interested in coming to Portland. Yeah, JY, forget top four in the West. That's a top five team title odds in the NBA. That's my honest belief if they bring Kevin Durant into the fold. It really, really is. And again, you look at it right now, they are nowhere near that. 3, 6, 9, 12, 15. I mean, this team is hardly top 20 in title odds right now, JY, on the FanDuel Sportsbook, at least to go off of what they're bringing to the table. Kevin Durant in Portland would absolutely shift things around, and it speaks to the idea that Portland is serious about bringing in guys. Now, it's not that we've heard the Blazers are trying to get this done, but they'd be wild not to try and get this done. Let's bring in another team on this list, okay? Let's talk about the teams that were in the finals this year, because we know the Golden State Warriors are never satisfied. We know that obviously KD has made an insane decision to go there despite the fact that he'll get nothing but slander for it. Apparently his favorite time to join the Warriors is when basically it would be stacking the deck in an unbelievable way. You'd see Jordan Poole, maybe Wiggins, Kuminga, Moody, James Watt. I mean, all of the young guys would be sent out. Any juice to Kevin Durant landing in Golden State, in your opinion?
No, because I think it hurts his legacy a ton. And I think he does care about his history and his legacy. Now, for the Nets, oh, yeah, if I can get Poole, Wiggins, Kuminga, and some picks, Wiseman, yeah, hell yeah, I'm doing that right now. Because then you've reloaded your team, and you're taking the long approach to it. So that would make sense more for the Nets. I don't know if KD would want to do that because it's like you ran to them once, you got your rings, you left, they won without you, you're now going to run back to them. I think that's where the concern is with KD. But I'm going to throw a curveball here, Kev, and maybe this is me being nuts. What about a team like Phoenix? You know, maybe do something with Ayton and some other pieces. You know, if you look at it, he goes to the West. Phoenix is a small market in regards to dealing with the media. He could play with Book. CP3's last chance at a championship. Maybe it's Bridges and Ayton and a pick. Something that could actually entice the Nets. I don't think it happens, but I'm just thinking outside the box. Where else could he go that could step into a situation where he could win? And I feel like Phoenix, because that window is just about closed, they got a one-year window. It's next year, and that's basically it.
So the thing is, right, is I agree with Golden State. There's basically no chance that happens. He can't be that willing to catch slander by going to them after they win the title. I mean, it would be basically as bad as when he went there after the 73-9 season, right? I just don't. Now, again, I don't know if he controls that. Right? I don't know if he controls that, but I just can't see that happening. Phoenix is interesting. Ayton and Mikal Bridges feel like the centerpieces because I don't think the Nets have any use for Chris Paul at that point, right? You're rebuilding. And trading Devin Booker doesn't make any sense. Not on the timeline you're trying to operate on. Maybe Phoenix. Boston, aka the place Durant should have gone if he really wanted to leave OKC, if you're willing to move on from Jaylen Brown and, you know, whatever draft picks you might have, could I see Brooklyn interested in Jaylen Brown and Ben Simmons as a 1-2 punch? I could. Kevin Durant, we also, again, you know, he likes joining the Warriors whenever they're riding high. Joining teams that lose in the NBA Finals also seems to work maybe for Kevin Durant. That might make sense. Can I throw the last team on the list out there? The Oklahoma City Thunder. Because here's the thing, JY. Every single place probably that KD goes, he's going to end up getting slandered, isn't he? Oh, Kevin Durant couldn't win here, so he has to join here. If he goes back to Oklahoma City, nobody's going to say anything, right? And not only do the Thunder have more picks than everybody in the entire NBA to make that move happen, but they have more picks to make other moves happen. And they probably have drafts, salary cap, to make other moves happen. KD, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and a third star sounds pretty similar to when LeBron went back to Cleveland. Is OKC and KD really that crazy to think about?
No, because one, he enjoyed his time in Oklahoma City. He loved being down there because they kind of leave him alone and let him be. But the big thing is they have the picks and they have the young players. And imagine being in Oklahoma City, not winning a ring, going to Golden State, winning two, failing in Brooklyn, and then you can go home again. Like you said, like LeBron did, you can go home again and elevate a team that's their only major sports team. So it would be all Thunder. Thunder, when they were going, folks, had as great of a home edge crowd when they had Harden, Westbrook, and Durant. So I actually think that would make sense. And at some point, K-Dub, with all these draft picks, what do you do if you're Presti? You build with young guys, and then when you're ready, you go get the star. And if you think about it, look at the positions. Think of him next to Chet Holmgren, next to SGA, because I do think Josh Giddey's got to be probably the centerpiece. Maybe him, Pokuševski, and a bunch of picks to match up. But I do think that could be something that could work.
Let me throw something wild at you, okay? The Nets and the Thunder get on the phone, and Brooklyn says, we want Chet. First of all, right, if you're OKC, all right, so now I get Kevin Durant, and how much more do you have to give up if you're the Thunder, to be honest with you? Considering Kevin Durant's age, Chet Holmgren, I mean, I think we all like Chet Holmgren, right? How much more does OKC really have to give up if you give up Chet in a Brooklyn deal. And don't you think Brooklyn, if you're going to do the rebuild, would be interested in maybe if, I don't know what they think, but I know you and I agree, the best player in this year's draft class.
I think it would make sense for them because it gives you a full rebuild and you take your time with it and you develop Chet and then you turn around and you see what else you can get for some of these other guys. You trade off a Seth Curry. You see what you can get. You know, you try to get a year or two, a good year out of Ben Simmons, and then you turn around and you try and move him. You start over. So Chet and a bunch of picks, yeah. If you can keep Giddy, you can keep SGA, and you bring in KD, you know, maybe it's Chet and Paul Kucheski, because I think Paul Kucheski's got a chance here, folks. And if you don't know about Paul Kucheski, you know, go watch some film. The dude can sling it, and he's 7 foot with a legit jump shot. So I do think that that is something you can do. And if you're Brooklyn, if you're going to trade KD, you're not going to compete. You got to get the best young player or players available to you because this is going to be, folks, I'm sorry, a 5-6 year rebuild. This isn't like fix it in a year. You're going to have to take your time in order to do this.
Listen, there's... If Kevin Durant goes to OKC and they can add a third guy, SGA is an all-star level player. Like, they would not, they'd be a lot better than you would think, despite the fact that they've been awful. Because isn't this what the Thunder have been waiting on, right? Isn't this why they have all these picks? Like, are you really going to tell me, and I know everybody loves Victor Wembanyama, I get it, you don't have to sell me on Vic. I'm just saying, are you really going to pass on Kevin Durant for a chance, a 14% chance that you end up with next year's number one overall pick? Because I'll tell you this right now. The Thunder, if they end up with the fifth pick, do not have enough to go to one because nobody's trading out of Victor Wembanyama. You just take Kevin Durant now. There's an unbelievable list of teams that could find their way on here, by the way. The Hornets, the Hawks, the Heat. There's countless teams that will try to get into the mix. The New Orleans Pelicans, who, by the way, we will talk about in our number two. The Knicks, maybe so. There's so much more coming up. We are live with you right here on Betting Above the Rim on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, quick segment here before we get to our second hour with a lot of good stuff coming up, certainly. JY, Steve Clifford is gonna be the new head coach of the Charlotte Hornets. Listen, the big surprise here to me is that they got down to Kenny Atkinson and Mike D'Antoni, hired Kenny. Kenny left. They interview Mike D'Antoni again and then don't pick Mike D'Antoni and they pick Steve Clifford. Unless Mike D'Antoni said, I don't want to be there, I just don't understand how he lost this job twice. What do you think about them hiring Steve Clifford?
Safe. Safe because he worked with Jordan already. That's what this was. Jordan got burned by Kenny Atkinson. And we'll never get the reason why. I think Steve Kerr is going to give the keys to Kenny Atkinson sooner rather than later. And that's why they made him stay. And they gave him a little extra bucks. Because I thought Kenny Atkinson, what you need, folks, is you need a young, skilled development coach that can get there better. That's why I liked this. Now, Steve Clifford is a very good basketball mind, great defensive mind. He comes from that Jeff Van Gundy tree, and me being an Knicks fan, you'll never hear me ever slander Jeff Van Gundy. But his problem is on the offensive side of the ball. Who are you going to bring in to run your offense? You need to have someone that's an offensive coordinator. And yes, folks, if you don't notice about basketball, we have defensive and offensive guys. They got to bring someone else in with Steve Clifford because I think what happened is Michael Jordan panicked. He didn't want D'Antoni because he can't defend, and he went with the safe hire. And I don't think it's going to work out for him.
Here is the thing that, as we got into a fun little argument with our guy Shames behind the scenes, who does a great job when he's here on BATR. Steve Clifford was in Charlotte before, and we're now preaching defense, which has led him to an unbelievable 46 win percentage in his NBA career. I mean, Mike D'Antoni averaged 56 wins a year in Charlotte. Defense be damned. They'd be a playoff team with Mike D'Antoni, and LaMelo would be fringe All-NBA. But at least Clifford wouldn't have told you no, I guess. Hour 2's next.